Every decade, an earthquake hits the Pennsylvania legislature in the form of redistricting. This year, the Commonwealth got a new map that makes Democrats more competitive than they've been in at least two decades. But the map also makes districts less likely to swing between parties. Today, WHYY's Katie Meyer aims a spotlight on the way those changes affect people in two different places, the blue-shifting Harrisburg Metro and moderate Bucks County.
As soon as the new statehouse map became public, Eric Epstein decided he was going to run for the seat in his Harrisburg suburb. This isn't his first time. He's got a long track record of running for lots of things, generally as a kind of crusading anti-corruption underdog.
I ran for the state senate. I lost. I ran for the school board.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Ran for the state house, lost a close election. Just ran for county controller and lost another election. So this is my last election, and what I'm hoping is...
But this is the first time in recent memory a Democrat has had a decent shot at the seat.
You have districts where, regardless of your party, you have the opportunity to prevail. And that's the marketplace of democracy. That's what's been missing. So
for the last decade, the House map consistently gave Republicans more seats in the legislature, despite a pretty even split between registered GOP and Democratic voters across the state. The new map will almost certainly divide seats more evenly between the parties. Harrisburg's a good illustration of the ways mapmakers accomplished that. Before, the Harrisburg metro area had one Democratic seat that covered the whole city. Its liberal suburbs were in districts that stretched out to more conservative areas. Now the city is divided into two safe Democratic seats that stretch beyond city limits, plus a more compact district anchored in the liberal suburbs. Epstein's running for that one. Kamika Campbell's a leader in Harrisburg's Young Professionals of Color group and hosts a local talk show, Black Newsbeat. The newly divided city is a big topic of conversation.
And folks are split. Folks are like, this could be a really good thing for us or this could be a really bad thing for us. I lean towards, I'm still unsure. depends on who we get, you know.
She sees potential in the arrangement, but has concerns. Namely, that Harrisburg will have to share its representation with the suburbs.
We're dealing with, in a lot of cases, abject poverty at much higher levels than our neighbors. I think a lot of people are worried that those issues are going to get lost in the sauce.
That's often the trade-off in these redistricting decisions. Dividing Harrisburg means the city no longer has anyone's undivided attention, but it also means it gets more weight in the House. More than 100 miles away in southern Bucks County outside Philadelphia, Republican State Representative Frank Ferry has a different map-related concern on his mind. Competition.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's our county map. You know, it's kind of interesting when people...
Under the old map, five of the seats in Bucks were pretty competitive. Three lean toward Democrats and two lean toward Republicans. Right now, Republicans hold seven of those 10. Under the new map, two of those toss-ups get less competitive. One's getting more Republican, one's getting more Democratic. Enough that the incumbent Republican isn't running again.
You don't need to dramatically turn our county upside down on a map that was found constitutional 10 years ago.
Ferry's district didn't change that much, but he's worried that across the county, this will really shift political dynamics and lead to a more stagnant delegation.
And look, there's bums on both sides of the aisle, and there's good people on both sides of the aisle, but the public should have the opportunity, even if they're of your same party, to say, that person's a bum, and have the opportunity to change it, but you're not going to have that. You're going to be entrenching people.
Legislative maps are drawn by commission in Pennsylvania. Leaders from both parties in the House and Senate, plus one court-appointed nonpartisan tiebreaker. That commission takes public feedback, and Ferry organized tons of submissions from Bucks residents. One of them was Ken Stracuzzi, who was drawn out of Ferry's district and into a more conservative one. He wasn't pleased.
Although I'm conservative, I find that disappointing. I think that we should work for the best policies, and we should... Those policies should rise to the top. And I think that even though this might wind up being a red town, and I would be comfortable with most of those decisions, I feel like we lose when we take the competitive edge out of it.
Carol Cunningham, who leads the redistricting reform group Fair Districts PA, spent a lot of time in Bucks in the lead up to the new maps, talking to voters. She says she gets why voters in moderate places like Bucks appreciated competitive districts. But she maintains those old lines actually distorted the county and gave Republicans undue power.
So the only way to get those 7 out of 10 House seats is to draw quite a few very competitive districts, and to spread out the Democratic and the Republican voters in a way that gives a slight advantage to Republicans in a place where they don't have that numeric advantage.
In other words, she says, you can't undo gerrymandering in places like Bucks without losing some competitive seats. GOP leaders disagree. Top lawmakers sued to overturn the map, arguing it unconstitutionally gerrymanders in Democrats' favor. That allegation echoes the charges against Republicans 10 years ago. The state Supreme Court has declined to take up their case. Cunningham says that's the problem with the legislative redistricting process as it stands. It's too political, and whether it's true or not, there will always be people who feel cheated. Her group advocates for a citizens' commission to draw the map with more public feedback. For years, that has been a no-go in the GOP-controlled legislature. But maybe, Cunningham says, this latest legislative earthquake will change that. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.